Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Making Sense of It All. As always, I'm your host, Jesse Stakes. Has anybody out there ever thought about applying for a loan? Let me take that a step further. Has anyone out there thought about applying for a loan to start a business, to buy an existing business, to buy real estate or equipment for a business that you already own? Well, my guest this week thinks about lending and helping business owners get the loans they need each and every day. After 30 years of working for the banks and credit unions, Katina Phillips started Florida Funding Source. At Florida Funding Source, Katina and her team of reformed bankers, as she likes to call them, work on behalf of the borrower, not the bank, to put together loan request packages and find the right lenders for their clients. She'll do a far better job of sharing what Florida Funding Source is all about than I can ever do justice. Enjoy the conversation. Let's jump right in. So, Katina, tell us a little bit about what you do. You're the owner of Florida Funding Source.
That is correct. And basically, we provide services to small business owners that have a borrowing need. So if they need help filling out their application, making sure all the information is in the right place, if they don't understand how to build projections, if they need to do a business plan and they need help with that, we provide really all of the services that go along with getting a complete loan package all ready to go in a nice neat package and ready to hand off to their lender.
So anybody who has gone through that process and they're listening to this know absolutely how valuable it is, what you just said.
Well, I would like to think so. And, you know, so far we have found many clients that are willing to hire us and pay us for that service. So I have to agree with you.
No doubt. So I want to take a step back first. I want to kind of learn about you and your career. Katina, tell me, how did you get into banking? What inspired you in the, you know, in your 20s or in your teens or whenever it was? What inspired you to get into banking?
Well, I was a banker for 30 years. So, yes, I started in my teens. That's what we're going to go with for this. But really, I became a banker by complete accident. While I was in college studying to be a teacher, I lost my scholarship and I was afraid to tell my parents. So I went to work at a bank that had a tuition reimbursement program so that I could continue going to school without confessing to my parents that I had lost my scholarship. I got my first credit card and I put my classes and my books on the card. The bank I worked for gave 100% reimbursement for A's. So I made A's, I got my reimbursement, I paid my card off, and then I put the next semester on there. So
that's amazing.
A total accident. But what I did discover while I was working for the bank was, one, bankers, you know, they tend to make a little more than teachers, even though you do have to work summers. But I got to teach every single day. And for the most part, my students were a little more open to what I had to share than the typical classroom student might be sometimes.
No doubt. I actually did a junior achievement class one year. And I wondered, I was like, do these kids even understand, or are they even listening to what I'm talking about? And so I can relate. I feel like when you're teaching employees, it's a lot more fun because they see the immediate payoff in their paychecks.
Absolutely. Well, and the same thing when you're teaching a small business owner. A lot of times a small business owner, they know their business front, back, left and right. But the nuances of completing a loan application or just some simple practical business applications, they don't always know that. And for the most part, they're grateful to have somebody that can come alongside them and provide that education for them. So
no doubt. I mean, I think that there's business owners inherently, they're passionate about what they do. So if they're a painter, if they're a plumber, if they are a doctor, they're incredibly passionate about that. But it doesn't mean you're passionate about being a business owner. So the business tasks or the lending tasks and all of those things that they have to do when they are that professional medical professional or if they're the painter, whatever it is, you're right. Those aren't tasks that they went to school for. They're not passionate about that. Those are just the have to's, not the want to's.
Absolutely. And really, that's where we come into play. We do thrive on that stuff. We love getting into the numbers. We like to fill out an application and know that all the things are in the right places. Most small business owners, that's a task. It's a chore. It's something that they're doing in the late hours after they've spent the whole day running their business. So when we can take that off their plate and really give them the confidence that what we hand over to the lender is going to sail through underwriting, there's nothing that's going to slow that process down from a paperwork perspective. It gives them a lot of peace of mind also.
No doubt, no doubt. So, when you finished school, banking put you through school. Did you just stay in banking from that point forward, or did you try something else?
No, I have always been a banker up until the time that I call myself a recovering banker. But I was always a banker my entire career. I literally continued to get promoted and find opportunities, and I did do a short stint as an intern for special education, which is what I was going to school for. But I really discovered that the political side of teaching was a little more than I wanted to do at that time. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to wait until I'm a little more grown up, and then I will go and enter teaching. And I guess I just never grew up. I stayed in banking.
Well, in your career, because you have had a very remarkable and long career in banking, have there been any stops or stories you could share with us that have kind of, along your journey that really inspired you to be where you are now?
I would say probably the number one thing that inspired me was really before my banking career, and I didn't realize how much it had impacted me until I started working with small businesses. But growing up, my parents were small business owners. We owned a small feed store in Orange Park, and they worked really hard and they knew their business, but they didn't know how to do business. So eventually they closed up the business and went and got regular jobs. And so watching them go through that and realizing that if they had had someone like me, that could have come alongside them and provided them with some feedback and some tools to be successful and help them understand what a loan structure should look like versus the typical everybody gets a business line of credit, no matter what it is that they actually need. They may have been more successful. So I'm really passionate about making sure that whatever advice or direction that I provide for a small business owner, that I'm never the person that tells them how to get in enough debt to put themselves out of business. That's my number one motivator, day in and day out.
So if I was to ask you who your customer is, I know that the person who qualifies, who's been in business for 3 years and who just needs to structure a loan, they're your customer. But when it comes to, outside of that specific box, I mean, if a business owner just has questions and they're looking for, kind of a year or two down the road, they have plans, is that somebody that you want to talk to, or is it just somebody who has an immediate need?
Advice is always free at Florida Funding Source, so I'll talk to anyone who has a question. I mean, given that I have the bandwidth to do so, but really, my clients, I have two sets of distinct clients: bankers, lenders, SBA officers. Those are my biggest client pool, really, because those are the folks that are talking to someone who they know is going to struggle to get their paperwork together, or they know that this particular deal is going to need, something additional, projections, a plan, something like that. And then small business owners that know that they are going to have a borrowing need. So it could be a startup. Some banks don't work with startups quite yet, but I have a huge network of lenders. And so I do have lenders that will do startup funding and solely dependent on projections. So really any small business owner that has a borrowing need, it's worthwhile to have a conversation with me.
And I think that that's very important to say, though, because I mean, you guys provide a very specific service and you do a very good job at what you're doing, but you're not necessarily a consultant. You guys are a specialist and you guys are you guys are looking for that customer that needs your services because they need funding. And that's so it's so I think that that's a very, a very distinct change between being a banker who somebody walks in off the street and they just want to have a conversation, and somebody who you're looking for that surgeon, not that general practitioner, if you will.
Absolutely. And we do a fair share of consulting, but that really just comes as part of hiring us for the transactional service of putting your loan package together, helping you find a lender, or doing your business plan and projections. So.
No doubt, no doubt. So you started your business probably, I think, this time last year, correct?
We registered with the state of Florida in January of 2021. But I became full time. This is all I do all day, every day, February of 2022. So we're coming up on our 2 year anniversary, but really only 1 year of me signing my paycheck all by myself.
So how has that been, that transition? Was it hard to find business? Was it something to where you it was it a pleasant surprise where your services were incredibly needed? What did that look like?
It was truly a pleasant surprise, is having spent so many years with small business owners and recognizing that, the first 2 years are always the struggle, and things are going to be difficult, and you're going to show a loss in the first year. No matter how hard you work, those things you learn and think you know. I had a much better network of bankers and business owners that really got behind me and rallied what I was doing and sent us so much work and so many opportunities that I was fully prepared to live off of my savings for at minimum the first 6 months, but possibly the first year. And knock on wood, wherever you can find it, today I have had enough business every month to sign my own paycheck and to even bring on an employee and sign there. So that is a blessing. And folks that are thinking about starting a business, just know this really is kind of a Cinderella story. It's not the way that it usually goes. But I think I was fully prepared to do what needed to be done, and really fortunate to have an incredible network of bankers and a small business community that just rallied behind us and sent us opportunities. And to toot my own horn, I do really good work. So the when somebody sent me one client, they felt really comfortable sending the next one.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, closed loans will do that for bankers, right?
Absolutely.
So what, just to kind of turn our attention towards the gray clouds ahead in our economy, what are you seeing as far as, are you seeing that people are borrowing less? Do you feel like business owners are pulling in, or do you feel like they're full steam ahead still?
I think that we're seeing a little bit of a combination of, what was and what's going to be. The what was, there's a lot of gig economy still happening. So a lot of people, kind of like myself, that straddled the fence for a little while and got their corporate paycheck while they were kind of gearing up to do their own thing. Those people are looking to borrow right now to get what they need to get started. Small businesses that need to borrow, the conversation I'm having with them, because they're, a little frightened about where the rates currently are. And I have said 30 times probably in the last month, rates are temporary. The project that you are embarking on is a permanent benefit to your business. So don't make a borrowing decision based on the fact that, a year and a half ago, you could have gotten a rate at 4.25, and today you're looking at 8.5, 9. Look at the fact that if you wait until the rates get better, you have postponed the success that you're going to have based on whatever this transaction is that you're trying to do. So I think educating the client on the fact that, yeah, nobody wants to pay these current rates, but historically, these rates are kind of where it's been.
Sure.
We just had a really significant amount of, very low interest rates for a really long time. And now we're kind of getting back to what the normal is. So I know that kind of didn't answer your question, but really what I'm seeing are people are a little bit nervous, but I see my goal and my responsibility to educate them and say, don't make a business decision on a temporary thing. And rates are temporary.
Well, I agree with you, and I feel like some of it's sticker shock. I think just like anything, when people see things go up so quickly, people get that initial sticker shock where they're like, I can't pay that. But ultimately, business owners have to generate cash flow. I mean, that's it doesn't matter whether they're paying 2% or 7%, you still have to drive cash flow to your business. So if you need to make a purchase and you have to have a loan to do it, or if it's a line of credit, whatever it is, you just have to me, it's when I look at it, I feel like you just have to figure out, okay, what does it look like at 7%, versus what it looked like at 3%, and we just have to build it into our business plan.
Yeah. Well, and also just the recognition that again, rates are not so high right now that they are unreasonable. I anticipate we're going to see rates kind of stick in that general area for some time to come. So the
Sure.
longer you wait and delay the project, buying that piece of equipment, buying that building, whatever it is you're trying to do, that's a year, 2 years, 2.5 years that you don't have the benefit of that asset. So suck it up, pay the rate that you're not in love with, and wait it out. If rates go back down, you've got the opportunity to refinance. If they don't, then you really just delayed your progress by a year or 2 years because you were waiting for rates to get better instead of actually having that asset and putting it to work in your company. So.
No doubt. You guys are located in the North Florida area, but are you geographically handcuffed, or can you work anywhere in the United States?
No, we work in the state of Florida under the Florida Funding Source umbrella, but we also own Funding Source Consulting, and we have lenders throughout the US that we can work with. So really any small business owner can work with us because we work remote. Thanks to Zoom, I can be
Right.
safe with small business owners from anywhere. So we work with people all over the US.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Is there any project that you've been a part of that you felt was one of the most unique or your favorite projects to be a part of where you procured funding for one of your clients?
I know this sounds like, which one of your kids do you like the best, kind of question, which is a little bit unfair. But I will tell you, every project really is unique for us. And the reason is because we spend a lot of time really getting to know the borrower, because I think an important part of putting a package together is doing a good job of introducing that client to underwriting. So it's not necessarily the project itself, but some of the people that I've come in contact with and like learned about their backgrounds and things like that. We did a project not that long ago, for a husband and wife. They were about there was about 30 years age difference between the two of them, which was interesting enough as it was. And they had multiple children from, from previous relationships, and they had just had a brand new baby. So writing their bio and putting their story together was really fun, and it was inspirational because what they're doing is really combining two generations into one in the service that they provide. So it was kind of cool to watch all that come together and unfold in a way that was pleasing to the underwriter, but also I have a little bit of a creative flair to me, so I love telling people's story. So that was kind of fun. And then for like the most unique project we've been on, we helped a small business owner that was opening a sterile compound pharmacy. And I thought I knew what a pharmacy was, so I was ready
Sure.
to do this project. I spent about 45 hours researching to understand what a sterile compound pharmacy was. But if anyone ever has any questions about that, they can call me because I am now a self-proclaimed expert.
There you go. I always feel like in finance, you learn a little about a lot of things.
Absolutely. And I love to research. I love to find out new things. So that's an enjoyable part. It's my, from 4 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. That's what I'm doing usually is researching for projects we're working on.
I am not, I promise you. So, is there anything, any advice that you guys would give to someone who is, they're interested in getting a business loan, the first time they've done it, or maybe they haven't done it in a long time, but they're they're preparing themselves to maybe contact you. What's the best piece of advice that you could give a person who's trying to get ready for that process?
Well, I would say, and no offense to the bankers who send me business on a regular basis, but the truth is, bankers come in different shapes and sizes. And every banker doesn't know as much as the business owner that's working with them might hope that they would want them to know. So I would tell a small business owner, you have nothing to lose by working with Florida Funding Source. Because we don't have a dog in the fight. We're going to put your paperwork together in a way that's going to be pleasing to whatever lender you want to work with, or whatever lender we find for you that we believe is going to give you the best deal. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about when you work with us. We're not judging you. We're not deciding your loan. So the things that you don't know, the questions that you might not want to ask your banker because you don't want them to have some preconceived notion about your level of expertise or how sophisticated you are financially. We are a really safe place for you to ask those questions, know exactly what you're walking into when you sit down with your lender. We'll even attend the meeting with your lender if you want us to help you, but we will definitely prepare you for the conversation with the lender so that you're fully prepared and you are putting your best foot forward. And you're not having to resell yourself to your banker. You walk in the door with a well put together package that sets the impression that you want to set. So there's no downside to reaching out to us and finding out whether or not you need it. If you don't need me, I have zero interest in charging someone a fee for something they can completely do all by themselves. So if you don't need me, I'll tell you.
Katina, I don't think you could have said that any better. If our customers or if people want to, if our listeners would like to get in touch with you, where can they find you?
The best way to get in contact with us is to look us up online. It's floridafundingsource.com, all spelled out, and you can find all the ways to get in touch with us through the website.
Excellent. Katina, thank you so much for joining us. We hope to have you on again soon.
I hope to be a recurring guest. Thank you, sir.
You know, I've always felt that the financial world works much better when people act as guide dogs rather than guard dogs. I know a lot of underwriters that would probably argue with me, but nonetheless, what Katina and her team do for business owners help both the borrower and the bank, in my opinion. It allows borrowers to find a financial institution that truly is interested in their business and wants to become a partner with them. It also allows the banks the ability to look at a complete picture from the beginning to make a quick decision. This helps the potential client and themselves move forward in the right direction to maximize both of their time. And ultimately, that's our most precious resource, right? Time. And that's what Florida Funding Source is truly all about, in my opinion. They allow all parties involved to maximize their time, to be efficient with decision making, and to focus on what they do each and every day to make sense of it all. I look forward to having her back on the show so that we can learn more about what Florida Funding Source has in their tool belt. But for this week, I'm your host, Jesse Stakes, and we'll catch you guys next time.